This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It crushes me to say that even I am losing faith that these important institutions that are supposed to be above the politics of the day are now being corrupted. And that's what we're seeing out of our United States Supreme Court.
You think the Supreme Court is broken, in your view?
I think the Supreme Court has made some terrible decisions.
Yet another institution broken.
Ha ha, you broke my Batmobile.
Broke? Or made it better.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
If we allow Supreme Court nominees to lie under oath.
Not the earth, another earth.
Because elections do matter. If Hillary Clinton had been the president, yes, we wouldn't be sitting here having this horrible outcome in our country.
And saying, look at me, listen to me.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. It's Monday evening, so we'll be doing our Let's Go Brandon segment. What have you noticed that's expensive, more expensive? What is the price going up in? What have you noticed isn't in stock? What have you noticed in terms of shrinkflation at your local supermarket, a package that's not as quite as plentiful as it used to be? Anyway, we'll be doing that in just a moment. So if you want to text in with your Let's Go Brandon story, it'll be time for Let's Go Brandon. But first of all, we wanted to check in with Maureen Maloney. And she is the mother of Matthew Denise, the young man who was run over by a drunken illegal alien in Milford a few years ago and dragged to his death. It was a horrible, horrible thing. And she's been involved in the movement to do something about the illegal alien crime wave and all the killings and murders they've committed and just the general societal turmoil and chaos that they've caused. And she is the chairman of the group Fair and Secure Mass, Massachusetts. And it's fairandsecurema.com on the website. And this is the group that's trying to get the signatures necessary to put a question onto the November ballot, a referendum question as to whether or not illegal aliens should be issued driver's licenses in Massachusetts starting next July 1st, 2023. And she has an announcement to make. I sort of gave it away earlier tonight, but I wanted to let her make the announcement. Maureen Maloney, thanks for being with us.
Hi, thank you, Harry, for having me on. Yeah, I do have an announcement. So finally, after nearly 2 weeks of having our request to have this petition approved by the Attorney General, she finally has approved it, and we can start printing the petitions and collecting signatures. So tomorrow we will have somebody at Dandelions in Tewksbury. That's 2119 Main Street in Tewksbury, Dandelions, from 4 to 6. And you can sign the petitions, and if you want to volunteer to collect signatures, you can pick up some blank petitions. And then Thursday at the Tank in Agawam, that's 478 Springfield Street, Feeding Hills, Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30. Again, you can sign petitions and pick up blank petitions if you'd like to collect signatures. And we will be adding additional dates and locations within by tomorrow. We just found this out this afternoon that the petition was approved and we could start collecting signatures.
Well, you know, sometimes, Maureen Maloney, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and you were complaining today in the pages of the Boston Herald, and sure enough, she Mar Healy gave up the ghost and decided to okay it. I mean, she didn't really have much choice, but she dragged her feet for as long as she could. So this is great.
It was a simple yes or no question that she had to approve, and it, you know, took nearly 2 weeks. But you're right; I think the squeaky wheel does get the oil.
So she it's going to be a rush to the finish line here because you know it's only half as many signatures as you normally need to get a referendum question onto the ballot. But there's a lot less time here. There's less than 2 months to get the signatures.
About 8 weeks. We have to have all the petitions turned in to the town clerks by August 24th. So we have, you know, starting tomorrow through August 23rd to collect signatures.
Okay. And so if people want, so you, and are you going to have, you're going to have signature, can they download the petitions from the website? Have you, are you going to be, have the ability to allow that?
You know, that's actually a good idea. We do have a PDF file, so I will try to get it put on the website so people can download it. And there will be instructions because, you know, the forms have to be signed in just a certain way. And
right, and they have to be double sided, and they have to be a certain length. It may be too difficult. I don't know the ins and outs of that kind of thing, but it's going to, the process is going to begin. And Jim Lyons, who owns Dandelions, by the way, where you can get the signature, where you can get the petitions tomorrow, he says he's going to get every statewide, every congressional candidate, every legislative candidate, every Republican who's going to be on the ballot in November he's going to ask them to be involved, and I think most of them will be involved in this campaign. So if you know some,
and a lot have already come forward and volunteered.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be I think the petitions are going to be available just about anywhere, and we will definitely be involved in this as well. And we don't have a remote schedule for a couple of weeks, but we'll definitely be trying to have as many petitions as possible. And even if you can't get involved in going out to, say, a market basket or a restaurant or a dump to get signatures, you can get a petition and get all your friends and neighbors to sign it. And every little bit helps, obviously, when you're in a race like this, an 8 week long race. This is a sprint, not a marathon to get these signatures. How many signatures do they need as a safety margin, says 617? The more the better. I mean, obviously, because I guess Jim Lyons, I was talking to him during one of the breaks, and he said that the illegal alien quote unquote advocates are already setting up a degree. They got someone from one of the nose ring unions is going to set up some kind of advocacy group to fight this thing. And you know, one of the ways they always try to do this is they try to knock you off the ballot before you even get on before the voters in the fall, like the Democrats did in Michigan with the several of the candidates, Republican candidates for governor. And then the one they couldn't knock off through the ballot procedure, they had the FBI arrest him, you know, for January 6th. This is the way they play the game. So it's important to have as many signatures as possible when they're turned into the cities and towns.
Right. And probably about 25% of the signatures are disqualified between the town clerk and the Secretary of State. So, you know, we'd like to get closer to 60,000 signatures to give us a good safety margin.
Okay. So, and again, so they give people the address where they should go online if they want to get involved in the campaign or make a contribution or find out more about where they can pick up their petitions.
So it's Fair and Secure MA. That's FairAndSecureMA.com.
Right. And also remember, you'll see this on the website, but, you know, if you live in one town and you have a friend that lives in another town, you need two petitions, because every town will get its own petitions, and if the signature's on a Wellesley petition, and you have someone from Natick, that signature is going to be thrown out. You need a separate one for Natick. You need a separate one for Needham, Newton, Weston. Every town needs a separate one. All right. Okay. Maureen Maloney, thank you very much. I'm so happy that we're going to go ahead with this. This is a very encouraging news. I think this is very doable. FairAndSecureMA.com, FairAndSecureMA.com. All right. Thank you, Maureen. 844-500-4242. We're about to do thanks. Let's go, Brandon. And what have you seen that's costing a lot more money, or that isn't available anymore, or that comes in a smaller package than it used to? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We will be right back with Let's Go, Brandon. Get online now. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
We're going to send out an email from FairAndSecureMA.com. People are asking where they can get the signatures. Tomorrow you can get it 12 to 2 at the Mass GOP headquarters in Woburn. You'll see it. Just go to, we're going to tweet it out, 400 West Cummings Park, Suite 5650. And also at Dandelion's Ice Cream, that's Jim Lyon's Ice Cream Shop at 2119 Main Street in Tewksbury. And then Thursday, they have a Mass Satellite office at 10 Technology Park Drive in Westford. Then they the Tank, 6:30 to 8:30, that's in Feeding Hills. And that's Western Mass, obviously. There's going to be all kinds of places to get them, but that's immediately. And just if you follow me on at Howie Carr Show, you can see where to get it the next day or so. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which statement from Nancy Pelosi is the least believable? She was set up, she's a devout Catholic, or she didn't mean to push Mayra Flores' daughter?
Devout Catholic.
65% say the Catholic.
Yeah, it's been pretty steady all through the day. All right, 844-500-4242. We like to devote this segment of the show every week to Let's Go, Brandon, the economic calamity that the Biden regime has visited upon the American public. We even have an intro for it.
The phrase is, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's go, Brandon.
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 Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
844-500-4242. What have you noticed? 413. My wife said Hellman's mayonnaise is $7.49 for a jar. 207, I do the plowing contract for our condominiums in Augusta, Maine. Last year, $2,200. This year, bid is $3,800. Yeah, well, the price of fuel is doubled. You're probably, not going to be, it's even at $3,800, it probably won't be as profitable. 844-500-4242. Eversource rates up 50% starting next month. Thanks, Brandon. Friendly's, 3/4 gallon ice cream. Usually on sale, they were 2 for $5, now 2 for $6. Thank you, Brandon. Yeah. That's why I was happy to get the Cape Cod chips, 2 bags for $5. That was, I was happy about that. 844-500-4242. It doesn't takes less to make you happy now in the Brandon economy. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how we doing?
Good.
I wish I could say the same. I got to give you a big Mar-a-Lago from the late Vermont. I was his personal landscaper.
Yeah, really?
I built his waterfall and his meditation garden. I worked with him with Longfellow.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I was there. I was Keno Mo when the babe showed up.
Yeah, thanks. So what's your point, Steve? What's your point, Steve?
My point is this bastard took my whole federal friggin' tax.
All right. Thanks for the call, Steve. Justin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Justin.
Howie, I don't know if anybody's noticed this one yet, but over at BJ's, I usually get the big cans of Folgers, the red cans of Folgers, because they were slightly bigger than the Maxwell House ones. I have one of the old Folgers cans right here. It's 3 pounds, 3 ounces. Well, I went over there Saturday to get some coffee. All of a sudden, the cans of Folgers are now 2 pounds, 15 ounces, but the Maxwell House cans are still 3 pounds, but they're the same price.
So what, Folgers went from 3 pounds, 3 ounces.
Yeah, they used to be 3 ounces,
15 ounces,
3 ounces over Maxwell. Now they're 1 ounce under.
Wow.
Yeah, so Maxwell House is still 3 pounds.
You know, go back next week, Justin. What do you think will be happening?
More likely than not, there's probably 10 other items at BJ's that the same things happened with that we just haven't noticed yet.
No, exactly. That's the there's this website that they usually come out. I didn't go to it today. See if Matt can go to it and see if they got a new list of shrinkflation. They usually have about 20 items on there. It's just it really is amazing how. Oh, they don't have one. They don't have one today. It shrunk. They used to do one a week. It's the shrinkflation website has shrunk. Thanks for the call. So it went from 3 pounds, 3 ounces to 2 pounds, 15 ounces. So it's 4 ounces. 4 ounces is a lot. That's more than a pot. That's a couple of pots of coffee, really, I think. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie. You kind of stole my thunder. I was going to say Manchester Leader. Eversource asked to go from 10.7 cents to 22 cents a kilowatt. Thank you, Brandon, you loser.
10.7 cents per kilowatt to 22 cents per kilowatt? Wow.
Correct.
Boy, that's over 100, way over 100%.
Yep.
What are you going to do? Do you heat with electricity?
You know, I don't heat with electricity, thank God. And I know you guys are going to kind of do the cross against this thing, but I'm actually considering going solar because I can lock in my price at less than I pay today, and it will never increase. And that's starting to really look good to me.
Yeah, but what happens if we have a bit of cloudy weather, Mark?
Well, my understanding is they design them so that they take into account all the different weather, and when it's all said and done, you still have your account with Eversource. If the panels fall short, obviously Eversource is going to be your backup, but... my brother got them 12 years ago, and I thought he was crazy. And now I'm thinking I'm crazy for not getting them 12 years ago.
All right. Good luck, Mark. 844-500-4242. We'll take more of your calls. And again, you can text us if you want to. 663-566. Text Howie 63566. Let's see. Just got back from the market. My wife did most empty shelves yet. I didn't see too many empty shelves actually, but yesterday when I was at the Stop and Shop, but it was the prices.
I saw somebody share a something on Facebook. One of my friends, the poultry section was cleaned out. No chickens.
No broilers. No fryers. I'm Howie Carr.
It's chickens.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 781. Thank you, Brandon, for obliterating our 401k to the point that both my husband and I have to get jobs. So much for retirement, but what does he care? Under Trump, we were actually making money. 425. I subscribe to the free daily email from economist Stephen Moore. Today he dug up an article by left-wing economist Paul Krugman from November 2020 titled "Making the Most of the Coming of the Coming Biden Boom." Do we have something from Krugman on no, maybe we didn't grab it, but he was saying again today that I didn't see it coming. Lately, every time I go out to get a sandwich and a bottle of water, it's at least $15 now. In the past, it used to be $8 or $9. That's from 978. I was at the 781. I was at the Travelers golf tournament Saturday in Connecticut. There were a number of "Let's Go Brandon" chants. I'll bet. 508, 449 for Klondike bars. 339 6 months ago. Bad Brandon. 860, Farmer John here, weekly fertilizer report. Nitrogen, $1,004 per ton, up slightly from $600 last year. Thanks, Plugs. 978, saw a box of cereal at 603, $6.03, market basket. 508, I can't find protein powders. I can't find normal size bars of peanut butter either. Three stores in Raynham and East, I forget where, we're out of a lot of food this week. Hellman's Mayonnaise, $7.49. 844-500-4242. Albert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Albert.
Hi, Howie. First time, long time.
Thank you.
Next time you go to McDonald's, take a look at your receipt. Cheeseburger, $1.69 plus. Lettuce, 30 cents. Tomatoes, 50 cents. Mayo, 20 cents.
What? They're charging extra for mayo? That can't be.
It'll get you shot at Subway.
I know. Look what happened to that guy in Atlanta. He got killed over putting too much mayonnaise on there.
Oh, God.
Good Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Albert. That's hard to believe. I've been hearing about McDonald's. I haven't been a McDonald's fan.
You going to do an investigative report on that later?
No, I don't think so. Then I'd have to. I'm just not a McDonald's fan.
Get a McFlurry. See if they charge you for the M&Ms.
I think McFlurries are. Someone will text me what a McFlurry is now. I'm going to guess it's about $3 or $4. Have you had a McFlurry lately?
No, I haven't had a McFlurry in years.
Oh, well, excuse me.
I haven't.
Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie. Kind of a brand new thing, but I'm going for my commercial driver's license class A.
Yeah.
And back in February, they made it way harder for, you know, we got all these bottlenecks, supply chain issues. They made it way harder for truckers. You can't, the trucking schools are complaining because they got to do less students. Like, I had one guy complaining because he had a fridge. They're like, well, we'll take away three to four students after they were audited because there was a fridge in the classroom. The carriers are complaining because they can't have you can't be a new driver unless you're in the military or have prior experience. But how do you have prior experience if you don't have the license? And so the insurance companies won't let you bring a new guy on.
I thought they were trying to make it easier. We've been running ads for people who for trucking companies that want drivers. But you're saying that they have to be credentialed and have experience. Is that right? So you can't bring on new people?
I was told that 5 days ago. I'm going for an interview, like kind of a interview for like a pre-hire tomorrow. And yeah, he said that. He's like, do you have any prior experience? And luckily I do, but where I can kind of, you know, fudge the numbers. But for people who don't, like, how do you get it? How do you get in if you have no experience, but they won't let you do it if you don't have any experience, you know?
What if you just tell them you're an illegal alien, Brian? Then they'd say, you don't even need a driver's license, amigo. Just come on down.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Brian. 844-500-4242. 617 says large fries, 481. I assume that means McDonald's. 917. The most noticeable thing from this segment is all the crap my fellow listeners buy. Ice cream cake. Hey, I buy ice cream. Who the hell doesn't buy ice cream?
Ice cream cake. There's a difference, though. Have you never had an ice cream cake?
Yeah, I've had ice cream cake. Well, this guy's mentioned, but people are talking about ice cream. I haven't seen anyone. I haven't heard anyone mention ice cream cake today. Maybe some other time. 603 went to this super Walmart in Seabrook. Wanted baby powder. Don't ask me why. Not one bottle in a super Walmart. Come on, man. No joke. That's from Bruce in the Mets. 844-500-4242. Thanks, Brandon. No place to have breakfast in Claremont, New Hampshire. Yeah, a lot of the places that used to be open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, now the parking lots are abandoned in the morning hours. That shortage is help. They just can't get any help. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie. I was just at Market Basket tonight, and I was getting my groceries for dinner tonight, and the guy in front of me puts his order in, didn't have enough money on his card. So he said, what do you want to take off the list? He says, take off the bag of rice. So he takes off the bag of rice. It was $4.99. So I told him, I says, hey, put it over here. You need the bag of rice to feed your family. So I put it on my bill and gave it to him when he walked out the door.
That was good of you to do that, Paul. But did you ever think you'd be doing this in America?
No, Howie, I didn't. But you know what? I don't want to see people's families going hungry. Not when they're right in front of me. I just couldn't. I couldn't see the guy walking away without his rice for, you know, feed his family. He told the cashier. He goes, what do you want? He goes, you don't want the rice? He goes, I really want the rice. He says, but I don't have the money. So I can't.
You're right. Rice is a staple. It's not a luxury item. Not for me anyway. I love rice. Thanks for the call, Paul, and thanks for doing that for your fellow man. 844-500-4242-917. Just got back from Kia dealer, went to have bulb replaced. Waited 2.5 hours before they told me they had to order the bulb. 508, almost all restaurants I've ordered a burger at this year have itemized certain ingredients on the bill, including the type of bun, lettuce, onion, etc. It's all less than $1 per piece, but what the bleep? Itemizing it just makes me feel worse and reminds me to say thanks, Brandon. 774, honeydew medium coffee and egg and cheese on a bagel was $4.89, now $7.87. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. 857, the basket half gallon of OJ is now 59 cents and up in price. We need the metric system. Ha. Huh. Thank you, Brandon. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie, what's up? First time, long time as well.
Thank you.
I was calling to tell you I'm at McDonald's right now. And it said right on the screen that the last person that ordered was a small fry and a small chocolate shake. Small chocolate shake is
$3.29.
$3.29 for a small.
Yeah.
And a small fry is $2.19. So $6 altogether for a small shake and a small fry.
And that really does it. I mean, that's a snack, basically, isn't it? I mean, if that's your dinner, your dinner, you're going to be real hungry in the morning.
$15.20 for sure. Thanks a lot, Brandon. Good. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for calling in. So $2.19 for a small fry, $3.29 for a small shake. Mike, another Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie, how are you?
Good.
I'm down here in Chatham. I went to the ball game last night.
Yeah?
On the 25th. I went to opening day game, Sunday the 12th against Kituit. I went to the game on Saturday against Brewster.
Yeah.
On Sunday, I went and got a popcorn. It was $3. Okay?
Yeah.
On Saturday, I went and got a popcorn. It was $3.50.
How many days apart was this?
So, June 12th was the opening day.
Yeah.
At Chatham, at Veterans Field, nevertheless, Veterans Field. So on the 12th, it was $3. On the 25th, Saturday, this past Saturday,
yeah,
it was $3.50. So I said, this kid, you know, there's, you know, they're all like high school, college kids working. I go, wait a minute. I said, I was here opening the day on the 12th against Kituit, and it was $3. And now it's $3.50. And this cock-ass kid says to me, yeah, well, that's inflation.
You know, I read something in the New York Post yesterday, Mike. It was just a one-liner in a sports column. Apparently, a guy was robbed coming out of Yankee Stadium. And one of the readers wrote into the columnist and said, I don't believe that story. That must have been fake news, because who would have any money left leaving the Yankee Stadium? You know, Mike, do you know how much a beer costs at Fenway? I haven't been for a long time to Fenway. I don't go anymore. But I'm told it's like, I think it's like over $10 for just a watery domestic beer at Fenway now.
Yeah. The last time I went to Fenway Park, my son took me for Father's Day. It was $8.50 a beer, and I've never been back.
$8.50. You can't tell me that it costs more than like a quarter to fill that thing up with beer. The cup probably costs more than the beer. Thanks for the call, Mike. Toby, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Toby.
Hey, Howie. I'm up here in Bangor, Maine, and you were commenting earlier on the price of McFlurries.
Yeah.
I took my daughter to McDonald's last night because the local Dairy Queen was closed. We were a little late. $4.99 for one small McFlurry.
$4.99 for a McFlurry.
Yep.
And 207 says with M&M's it was $5.79.
Oh my God!
Can't comment. We both got Oreo because I didn't want to pay any more, so I wasn't asking questions.
But you saw it. Did you see the extra? Did you see the extra charge for M&M's?
I did, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The original Oreo that they list on the menu with no upcharge.
How long can people keep going to McDonald's?
I don't know. I told her that she better make it last because we're not coming back. So.
Wow. Sorry, Toby. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Good Lord. All right. 844-500-4242. I'm in shock. $4.99. Taylor, I'm on the McFlurry wagon.
Sobered
probably,
up, eh?
Probably for the rest of my life. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
You regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back. .508 says dollar menus are now value menus and now cost $2 and up. You know, it's like fun packs. Fun packs, they're the tiny packs. Fun for who? Fun for the manufacturer? Not even for the manufacturer. Now value meals. What value? 407, six beers at hockey game in Springfield Friday night, $48 plus tip. 508, $12 for a bottled beer at the new Polar Park in Worcester. 480, $18.75 for a 2.5 pound fryer chicken at Fry's. Thanks, Brandon. That's Charlie in Phoenix.
You can get a damn good six pack for $12.
No kidding. I know. Hey, and it's a minor league game. I mean, I know it's
better than Bud Light.
I know it's fun, but you know it's $12. That's what that's where Dr. McGillicuddy's comes in handy, you know, and baggy pants, so you can take a couple in there with you. 603, got sausage biscuit from McDonald's, $1.39. Added cheese, $1.19. $1.20 for a slice of cheese. Oof. Roger, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Roger. You there? Roger's gone. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. I love the show. You guys stimulate my brain every day. I just ordered a Black & Decker portable air conditioner, and it came from China. And I thought Black & Decker was a United States company. And I want to say thank you, McBiden, for all you're doing for us.
Well, you know, his son Hunter is very heavily invested in Red China, and so is his little brother Jim. Thanks for the call there, Dennis. 844-500-4242. 508, get the McDonald's app. You get discounts and freebies, even buy one, get one McFlurry sometimes. For $5.79 for a McFlurry's with M&Ms, I mean, is it that even that good of a deal? I guess just under $3. It wouldn't be that bad in the modern economy, but I don't know. 844-500-4242. Meredith, New Hampshire, potato chips, $9.18 a pound. No milk in fridge after I took the last half gallon in Meredith, New Hampshire. 844-500-4242. Our favorite 774, our favorite pizza place is now only open 6 days a week, and a small cheese pizza went from $6.95 to $8.49. We won't discuss how much chicken wings are now. And the Boston Globe has stories saying you won't believe where chicken wings come from. I think they come from the wings of a chicken. That would be my guess, but they're just trying to scare you about everything.
Obviously. Chickens.
Chickens. Alan, you're next.
I can taste it.
Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Yeah, wife and I bought two small ice creams, real ice cream, hard ice cream, up in Maine the other day. Two small ones, $9.56.
Those two or one?
No, two. We bought two. In a cone. Two small ice creams and one scoop, $9.56.
Ice cream. It's you heard Farmer John. He's a dairy farmer. You know, the price of the fertilizer goes up. I mean, everything goes up. I mean, it's almost doubled in price in a year. Harbor Cafe in Dennis. Lobster roll last year, $24. This year, $38. 603, I stopped at my local ice cream stand to get my favorite frap the other day. The cost is now $10. I had to go with the kiddie cone. $9 for a beer on JetBlue. Used to be $5. Good. 978, went down to town for breakfast this morning. Nothing fancy, $23 for just me. Do they have unhappy meals yet at McDonald's? That'll be coming soon. Bob, you're next. We got time for Bob. Bob, quickly, Bob.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Long time listener, first time caller. I don't know if this has got anything to do with Brandon, but...
We run out of time. See you tomorrow, everybody. Let's go, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.